Hi, I'm Rachel Rohrig.
And I'm Heidi Schamber.
And this is the Market Meets podcast.
We are here to introduce you to the people behind the marketplace.
The owners, entrepreneurs, investors, and community leaders
who are driving the real estate economy and transforming our community.
Their stories are unique. Their stories are inspiring. Their stories will make you see your community in a brand new light.
These are the people behind the market.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to season 3 of the Market Meets podcast. This is Rachel.
Hey, and Heidi.
We are stoked to be back. We had a small hiatus, but we are here.
We were working on some things.
Yeah, we have a brand new plan for y'all. So we get asked all the time, what's going in? What's happening? What's being built there? Who owns that? And so we decided that we would launch season 3 of our podcast to discuss the different neighborhoods coming up and what is going into them. So every quarter, we will release a new podcast, and with it will come a map with clickable links to actually go deeper into what we're talking about here on this podcast. And we also are open to feedback too. So if you have questions, comments, we'll have everything on social as well. And you can reach out to us directly to ask those questions and we will answer questions. So we're super stoked to be back. And this first podcast of season 3 will be about Erie. So our Erie resident, Heidi, take it away.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Queen, I should say, queen of Erie.
I do feel like I know everybody because it is a nice small town, or at least still is. The town of Erie is located, interestingly, it splits both the Boulder County and Weld County sides, and it's about 12 miles from Boulder. People love it also, though, because it's super close to the airport and to Denver, and really you can get everywhere in about 15 to 20 minutes, which is desirable. Its current population is like 35,000, but it's set to double in the next 10 years, which is a big growth rate. And so it's on the radar and on the map for especially like small or young families is what it feels like. It feels like everybody's between 35 and 45. Is that true entirely? I don't know, but that's what it feels like. A lot of kids. But the school, you know, it's a good school district, safe place to be raising kids. So I think that's part of why it's so desirable and covers about 50 square miles of land. So from 52 to Arapahoe and 287 to I-25. So it's got a big surface area, but historically has lacked a ton of commercial real estate. So we've been dealing with like a $400 million tax gap of people going outside of Erie to spend their money. And everybody's like, hey, how do we solve this problem? So that's what we're going to talk to you about today is what's coming to try to keep people and keep their dollars in Erie.
So how do you raise that sales tax money for Erie? Guess what? It's commercial real estate. We bring the businesses, you guys spend the money. It's simple. So we're going to start on the west side of Erie and we're going to work our way east. And the first stop is 9 Mile, which is, I think, everyone's most familiar with. It's at Arapahoe and 287 on the southeast corner. Here you have the Lowe's open, perfect. You got the King Supers coming. You have all these different pad sites that are sold. All of them are sold and most are open. Chick-fil-A is coming.
Yum.
Yoga 6. We've got Chip Cookie. So there's a lot of great tenants in there. It's all fully leased, ready to go. You should see all those businesses be open soon. And moving as we go, we're going to kind of fly through this. But as we move, as the crow flies to the east, we have Erie Town Center. Town Center consists of, it's interesting, it used to be four corners. I get confused, but Heidi's setting me straight. Erie Town Center is on County Line and Isabel, that turns into Erie Parkway. It is on the west side of County Line and on the north and south side of Isabel Erie Parkway. And I'm going to talk about the north side to start. So this is partially a square of it is owned by the town of Erie. And this is where they are working to get an anchor tenant, which is a grocer. There will also be a lot of other tenants, as well as many more bedrooms coming. That whole corner will be developed in conjunction with what's happening across the street, but it's a little bit further behind than the other corner on the south side of Erie Parkway.
That's our corner. That's Erie Town Center Four Corners. Southwest Quadrant is bringing about 95,000 square feet of commercial real estate on the hard corner there. It's going to be a mix of retail, flex, office, restaurants, which people are stoked about, medical wellness, and it's going to be surrounded by about 460 units that are being built by Toll Brothers, which is a great national builder. So we're kind of pumped about that association there. And the town is excited about Erie Town Center. So the focus is local or regional operators. We're not getting national attention there, nor do we want it. The goal is to provide, you know, small the town with smaller businesses that kind of fits their want of supporting local business. And that's who we're getting. So we're super excited about it. It's going to deliver mid-year 2025. And you can follow along at erie4corners.com. Little plug about the website we made. But yeah, there's a lot of activity there. So every time you drive by, something else is going on, which is exciting to watch. And then right across from our side of Erie Town Center Four Corners, near Walgreens, but just south of there, is Coal Creek Plaza that was built, I think, within the last 2 years. And that's completely full now. They set some record comps. Starbucks is there, which I was kind of surprised about number-wise that they could make that work. But they're seeing the big picture here. And so that's a good thing.
So one thing to note about Erie Town Center is they're going to put in a new roundabout there. It's going to draw a lot of traffic through both sides of Erie Town Center. The goal is eventually to link everything up to the bike path that kind of stops across the street and to create a cohesive feel, like a master plan community with all of the retail that intersects and is linked together. And I think that that's been really missing for residents around there is all of that connectivity and all that retail. So that's very, very exciting for Erie.
Yeah.
And that will link it downtown to the walkability of the old,
see how we did that?
Old downtown area, which, you know, is interesting because it's old town. It's got that great cutesy vibe, the walkability with it. And there's just not a lot of room for development. So the city spent a lot of money getting the park up and running. And
which is awesome.
Coal Creek Park.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's the best, the best splash pad in all the land.
Yeah. And in winter, they have ice skating now. And yeah, they spent a lot of money to kind of make a thing, which it looks really nice.
And so with that, there's not a lot of development happening there, but there are a lot of great new businesses coming downtown.
That's right. We just got Lucille's, which we're super excited about. I think that's their fourth location because they're in Boulder and Longmont. And are they up in Fort Collins or did I make that up? I might have made that up. But now they're in Erie too, right on Briggs Street. And 512 Briggs, which is 10 Letters Escape Room, is trading as far as a local investor coming in. 10 Letters will stay for a little while. Cycle Erie, you know, is killing it over at 515 Briggs. And they also purchased 445 Briggs, which was residential. We converted it to commercial, which is one way for downtown to grow a little bit, is that a couple of blocks surrounding those main few blocks are actually zoned commercial by right. So if people want to go that route, they can. It just takes time and money, like most things. And then Bridge Refill is coming to the old Industrial Revolution space off of Cheeseman next to Stacy's Kitchen, which is like a bulk grocer type business. And she's been trying to be in Erie for quite a while. And so we're excited that she got a space. And make sure you visit her, I think, after this summertime.
Sweet. I love downtown Erie.
I know. It's so cute.
And that's one thing just to note. Like, if there's a will, there's a way. If you're a small business and you want to be in Erie, one, you can wait for Erie Town Center. Or, you know, if you want it bad enough, there are things, and we can help you with that. So
that's
it's
right.
Exciting. So then as we move east down Erie Parkway, you have the Westerly Development. They are on the southeast corner of Erie Parkway and County Road 5. They're currently under construction on 1,200 units with lots of amazing green parks and pool amenities. There is a commercial lot available for sale on the west side of that, right across the street. However, Westerly also purchased, Heidi, remind me how many acres or so?
I don't know how many acres, but I know it's like a $40 million parcel. Or
$40 million parcel on the other side, on the northeast corner. Or behind the high school.
That's right.
To do further expansion and to put in over 150,000 square feet of commercial.
More so commercial.
That's excellent. Yeah, so we're really excited about that. And then as we head further east, we have Erie Gateway. So right now it looks like a big field. And this is going to lead into our initial conversation that we'll tell you about in 1 second. But it's thousands of acres that will be high density residential, low density residential, lots more retail, like truly a transformative amount of public transportation options as they see it, dream it. You dream it, baby, dream it. but we're hoping that that happens within our lifetime. But they've been working.
Actually, it may not, but that's okay.
They've been working a PUD there for, I feel like, a decade. But yeah, we're super excited for all the opportunity that there is in Erie and would love to tell you more about it.
If you want to bring your business to Erie, or you want to know more about doing business in Erie, or what kind of business the town of Erie is trying to do, you should talk with the Director of Economic Development, Julian Jacquin, who we spoke with offline here and who we're going to add in some inserts from our conversation. But he is an amazing asset for the town of Erie, a force to be reckoned with, putting together an awesome team to breathe new life to commercial real estate in Erie and really support businesses and try to find a way to make shit happen, if you will, for those businesses and the town. And it's working. So with no further ado, here's a little conversation with Julian.
The town is in a really great position right now. We're actively growing like gangbusters, just in terms of population, growth potential, staff. The town as a whole has really tripled in size in the last 15 years. We're almost about 38,000 people in population this year. We were maybe 10,000 people in like 2005. So, you know, the size of the town has grown substantially in a very, very short period of time. And we're not even close to halfway there yet. I went to see you in 2003, 2004, which feels like lifetimes ago. But like 20 years ago, I mean, Erie, 2003 or so, was like a dot on the map. I mean, population back then was maybe 5,000 people. And so when I was in Boulder, I didn't even really know what Erie was at the time, just because it wasn't near Boulder and where I was going. But you know, our growth that we're in the midst of right now, we're currently doing our newest updated comprehensive plan for the town. Our planning department's leading that. And it's really kind of the guiding document for the town as far as our community growth, our population, our commercial project areas, our build out scenarios of really how and where the town envisions going. And so we're in the midst of that process right now. And I'm mentioning that just because it kind of gives us a preview of what the town may look like in 20 years, 30 years, what have you. And it's kind of based off a couple of different build out scenarios and really looking at potentially just maintaining status quo, building out what we have, but not really annexing or growing beyond that. There's another option that really focuses on jobs and employment, but it is more vehicle oriented and not as much walkable neighborhood uses. And then there's a third option, third scenario, that's more focused on dense, walkable neighborhood type commercial that is the most dense and most growth oriented. And each of those different build out scenarios kind of look at different populations. And right now we're at 38,000. Even at the most conservative status quo, we're still going to be doubling our population here in the next 20 years, you know, going from like 35 or 38,000 people probably to closer to 70, 80,000 people here probably in the next 20 years, that build out at around 80. But then the other two more focused on like jobs and employment. And then the largest build out scenario for more neighborhood walkable commercial centers look closer to like maybe a build out closer to 90 to 110,000 people. Not really attached to any kind of time period, but just whenever the town is done growing, that's what we're looking at, just to figure out where the town will be at that point. So it's interesting to see at this stage now in 2024, kind of looking at what the next 10 and 20 years may bring, seeing that at our population today at 38,000, we still have a long way to go. As far as town staff, I mean, we as rapidly as the town population grows, the town staff grows with it. I mean, I've doubled my team in the size of my team in the last 2 years. The city hall, town hall just keeps adding more and more staff without any place to put them. So if you drive by town hall these days, we're in the midst of a very substantial expansion of our town hall facility, adding another 20,000 square foot expansion off the north side of town hall to hopefully kind of fit the staff that we're going to be adding over the next decade or so. Because even a few of us, like my department, works in a co-working space in downtown. We don't even get to work at town hall. So it'd be nice at some point in the next here 2 years or so to get back and move back to the mothership and actually have co-workers again. That's more so just like the population growth and staff growth, kind of where we're at positioning, looking at our comp plan and where Erie's going. But, you know, happy to talk about any of the main major development projects, downtown, town center, 9 Mile, Gateway, anything you guys want to talk about.
What can you share about town center, about your corner?
So town center includes five different properties. 5 different property owners. The town is one of those owners. There's a property at the northwest corner of County Line and Erie Parkway that for the last 18 years or so had been owned by a grocer shopping center developer called Regency Centers that I'm sure everybody's familiar with, that bought the site mid-2000s to kind of play some kind of standard King Super supermarket. And the project didn't happen back then, and Regency kind of kept the land in their portfolio for the last 20 years, almost 18 years, and just wasn't moving on it. And so probably now about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, the town led the initiative to have all the property owners work together, consider a more creative way for a more connected project that what became Town Center, that had a lot more contiguity between all the projects, a lot more connectivity in the road networks, better complementary land uses. It became something a lot more unique, walkable, focused on principles of new urbanism, which is focused on buildings placed up on the street, a lot more aesthetic, more walkable, less focus on vehicle dependency. And so we put this plan together with the help of all those property owners, community at large. We had a week-long design charrette, met with the development representatives, the plan commission, the board of trustees at the time, to put this town center plan together with the buy-in of the owners and the development community. And most of the owners played ball. They stepped up. Heidi knows this better than anybody. The Four Corners team, who has the southwest corner, is really the first out of the gate to really start moving dirt, start putting in utilities, and really hitting the ground on putting walls up for actual buildings. It's a larger site, but it has about 450 residential units between single family and apartments, and 100,000 square feet of commercial space right at the corner. More focused on retail, restaurant, flex, live work units, some more small scale stuff. But the northwest corner, which is what had been owned by Regency, is really always where we, the town, envisioned our grocer to go. Not the big, supersized King Supers 100,000 square foot supermarket, but more of a smaller scale, specialty, natural produce type concept. And so when Regency wasn't advancing as quickly as we ideally wanted to see the project advance, the town actually stepped in now almost 2 years ago and bought the property from Regency because we wanted to find somebody that was ready, able, and experienced to move on the project instead of waiting for the previous owner to decide when it was time to do so. So we bought the property in May of 22. We did a competitive bidding process to seek a new development partner for that project, met with a few different finalists that are very experienced in Denver and the Front Range. Ultimately, at the beginning of last year, beginning of 23, we picked Evergreen as our preferred development partner. Having executed LOI, letter of intent, between the town and Evergreen kind of dictates generally the types of uses that we envision to locate at that corner. A small format grocer, a boutique hotel, a 20,000 square foot or so performing arts space as a civic use, ancillary kind of retail, restaurant space, commercial space, and then some amount of multifamily, affordable housing, higher density residential to kind of fill in the site. So publicly, with Evergreen, that's as far as we've gotten in real negotiations, is having that executed LOI between the town and Evergreen. But for the last year, we've been trading paper as far as looking at different variations of a concept drawing, a site plan, of how those uses can ultimately be laid out on that corner within the parameters of the town center vision plan and the town center zoning. How do we fit the grocer? How do we fit the performing arts space? What's the best layout for the best amount of retail? And how do we provide the parking that's needed without providing too much parking that is just going to be overkill? And so we've been trading site plans with Evergreen for the last year, trying to figure out the secret sauce to how that site should ultimately be laid out. I think we're very close to having that final agreement. Once we do, we'll be advancing to actual contracts on the property to give Evergreen rights to the site. And then off we go as far as development agreements, entitlements, and construction. Use-wise, I mentioned we're targeting a smaller format specialty grocer. Can't name names at this point because nothing's committed, nothing's in writing. Evergreen doesn't even have rights to the site yet. So we can't commit to anything yet, but you know, we're talking to the usual suspects that everybody knows and loves as far as the specialty type. So we're hopeful to find a good deal there with the right developer and see that project through. If everything goes to plan, we envision this year in 24 working on that purchase agreement. In 25, kind of working through the development agreement stage, getting them through their site plan reviews, and then hopefully having construction begin in 2026. Ideally with the grocer leading the way and then the rest of the pieces kind of falling in thereafter.
We're told that Southern Land Company has that big parcel behind the high school under contract for like a westerly expansion. Yep. Does that have a commercial component that you can chat about what that's going to look like?
Yeah, that site is about 400 acres. It was previously owned by State Land Board. They had done a bidding process, I think back in 21, 22, to find a new buyer and developer for the site. Southern Land, who is the master developer of Westerly right across the street, was one of those bidders, and it was ultimately the one that was selected by the state to purchase the property. And they're calling it Northwesterly, kind of fitting given it's on the north side of Westerly. And Heidi, who's kind of the chief behind Southern Land, said that the site really faces northwest and northwesterly. And so that's really one of the main reasons behind the name of the site, not just because it's north of Westerly, but when it's completely developed, they have initial entitlements. They went through annexation and zoning the end of last year. So they have an approval for a metropolitan district to finance some of the infrastructure. And they have initial zoning, which conforms to our comp plan. The comp plan does call for some community commercial uses on the site. So that was a very big piece of what we wanted to make sure was preserved within their development plans. We've been reviewing their initial submittal for their PD, for their plan development, which really shows a concept layout of where the units are located, the residential units are located, what type of units, single family, multifamily, et cetera. And it does show the location of certain commercial uses. Because the comp plan calls out for commercial, it's important to keep that. When they annexed and zoned the site at the end of last year, we, through the metropolitan district, we put in a requirement to include approximately 220,000 square feet of commercial space. It's more so focused on neighborhood commercial. You might see some coffee shops, ice cream shops, maybe a small grocer, that kind. It's not going to be a huge anchored shopping center of any kind. It's probably going to be more neighborhood walkable to help kind of anchor that front door to Northwesterly. But that's envisioned to be on the Erie Parkway side, just east of the high school, kind of right across Erie Parkway from Westerly. We're not sure how that square footage will actually settle out. We're hoping for closer to 200,000 square feet. I know Heidi is considering some freestanding commercial, but also some live work units that may have commercial pieces integrated into the residential uses as well. And we're still pretty early in it. I know we're still talking about financing and zoning and other stuff. I mean, it's a 400 acre site with maybe 1500 units, maybe even more so. So it's going to take a while to get through this stage of it, but I know Southern Land has done great through Westerly, and I think they're a great partner and developer, and I think we're all very happy that they were the group that was selected for that site.
What's the deal with Erie Gateway? What's the timeline? What's the vision?
I mean, obviously, Erie Gateway is the next phase of growth. I've done interviews with BizWest and others kind of talking about Erie's different key project areas, and you know, 9 Mile is kind of the project of yesterday. It's fully committed, fully sold, under construction. Tenants are open. It's basically fully done at this point. So it's like yesterday's project. Town Center is today. You know, we're going through entitlement process, construction process, negotiations today on Town Center that are really going to set up the town for the next 5 to 10 years. And then Gateway is really the project of tomorrow. It's our only interstate frontage. It's the most visible, easily accessible part of Erie along I-25. We have basically 3 miles of visibility on I-25 that gives us a lot of opportunity for really unique uses, much more commuter friendly from people that are coming up and down I-25, maybe from Northern Colorado. And so we recognize there's a lot of potential, but it is going to take some time. The town recognized about 6 years ago that we were in a position to really be a lot more involved in deciding what type of growth happened there. So in 2018, the town actually purchased 255 acres of property from a private former landowner right at I-25 and Erie Parkway, the northwest corner, just northwest of the interchange and the off-ramps, intentionally to make sure that we could do something truly unique and special there other than just letting the market dictate what types of uses naturally landed there. So we back in 2018, led a visioning process with a consultant called Design Workshop, really went through some community engagement, development engagement to figure out what is the best layout, land use mix, density, street network for what we consider to be Erie Gateway, which is really that entire I-25 corridor frontage. It includes probably about 2,000 total acres of developable property. South of Highway 52, kind of southern boundary of Erie Parkway, but some property just to the south of Erie Parkway that really is focused on walkable, main street type, mixed use, entertainment, retail, restaurant, maybe some recreation uses like community uses like ice rinks or hotel conference centers. We're not really sure at this point. And then a lot of focus on employment. So having places like at some point, maybe in the future, an office corporate complex, more light industrial, light scale, low density industrial uses for those kinds of big, maybe distribution warehouse users, and then all sorts of different kinds of residential at different densities to really support all different kinds of demographics that have interest in living there. So it is going to be a ways away. There is currently no infrastructure in place to speak of. That's the biggest challenge that we have today. There's no sanitary sewer, there's no water, there's no stormwater drainage, there's really nothing on the ground today to speak of. And that kind of stuff takes a lot of time and takes a lot of money. And we're still trying to figure out what that formula looks like. There is some activity occurring on the northernmost piece of Erie Gateway up at Highway 52, right by Frederick. There's a project called Summerfield that's being led by Community Development Group, CDG, but with their builder Toll Brothers. That is leading the effort to do about a 2,200 unit master plan community that is extending sanitary sewer from our treatment plant up off 52 to bring it down through Summerfield to get it closer to Erie Gateway. And then we're now figuring out at the town how to work together to figure out the financing, the alignment, who's paying for what to get that system all the way down I-25 and down to Erie Parkway. We're using certain tools that are available to us. Urban Renewal, URA, is a tool we use all the time. We're currently advancing on negotiations to consider our first new URA plan area in the last 9 years to look at a new plan area for part of that I-25 corridor to put the tool in place to try to capture some property tax and sales tax revenue to help us offset our costs in extending that infrastructure. It's a challenging process to go through, requires a lot of coordination with the taxing districts before we can even put anything in front of our own town council. But we're in the midst of that process right now and hoping to adopt that plan area ideally by this August, which will keep us on track to hopefully having financing in place to maybe, I would say, I optimistically have sewer on the ground here in the next 5 to 10 years to really see development activity occurring probably within that same time period along I-25. So it's maybe not the 20-year mark that you mentioned, but I would say probably closer to 5 to 10 years at most until we actually see dirt moving, shovels in the ground, and progress towards actually development occurring in that area.
Thank you so much for your time, Julian. You're amazing.
Yeah, you're the best. Really. We're so happy you're here. And yeah, thank you for helping.
We hope you guys found that conversation with Julian as enlightening and fun as we did. And we thank him so much for being a part of our podcast and our lives. Mm-hmm. And with that, we just wanted to close out our first episode of season 3. Thank you all for being here. Please connect with us on all of our social networks and via email if you have any further questions. And also, we wanted to give a brief shout out to Kiln Boulder, the amazing co-working space right here on Pearl Street that is hosting this podcast. Yay. More than just a workspace, Kiln is a community hub designed for collaboration and connection. With conference rooms and state-of-the-art theater, your team can gather in a beautiful space and host events seamlessly. From cozy offices for smaller teams to spacious suites accommodating up to 20 or 30 people, Kiln caters to every team size. Stop by Kiln and mention that you heard about them on this podcast and get a free day pass.
Nice.
Elevate your lifestyle at Kiln, where community meets creativity in the heart of Boulder, Colorado. Cheers, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.